McReel by Stephen Belber, starring Eric Stoltz, Deidre Henry, Chris Butler, and Lauren Tom. Directed by Jenny Sullivan. Recorded before an audience by LA Theater Works. Darius McReel, now in his 30s, has been incarcerated since he was 17 for murder. But Darius claims he was merely in the vicinity of a murder committed by a friend during a drug transaction. Darius is bright and articulate, and has used his time in prison to educate himself in the law. Now he's found his champion in the person of a job-weary newspaper man called Rick Dane. Rick believes this case is worth going out on a limb for. And now, McReel by Stephen Belber.
I was out walking. I was high. I heard a gunshot distinct as hell, crisp, like a muted cannon. Sounded like it was about a block away. I ran in that direction.
Why?
Because I'm stupid. Because that's what I thought I was supposed to do because I was 17. I turned the corner, saw the body, heard footsteps. I swear to God, it was like a movie. Only sound was footsteps. I came to the body, no doubt the guy was dead. I saw the gun. At this point, I got 1,000 things going through my head. I look around, no one around so far as I can see, and I'm thinking that I knew it was Ronnie, that it must have been a deal gone wrong because this is his block and this is his time of night. I picked up the gun.
Why?
Because I thought it was Ronnie's.
You didn't know what kind of gun Ronnie carried?
He carried different ones all the time.
Well, why would he have dropped it?
Because he panicked.
Ronnie the kind of guy to panic?
Yep.
Then what?
I take off, turn a corner, run smack into a patrol car responding to shots fired.
Shots?
Shot.
Next thing you know, you're in jail.
No, next thing I know, I'm staring out the window of a cruiser wondering if I should say the name Ronnie.
You should have.
I should have. But I thought you don't ID your friends, that I didn't have a motive, that they never found a weapon, that I was a juvie. I had respectable folks, but I thought there was no way I'd go down for it.
So why did what happened happen?
Because they got to me.
That's it?
They had 8 guys on me in rotation, 36 hours, no sleep, high on soda, sugar, no food in my stomach, no parents, no lawyer. I was 17 years old.
So, at the trial?
At the trial, my lawyer didn't want me to take the stand. The jury was 8 white with 4 black who thought they were white. I had no alibi, was high as a kite when it happened. A white judge's kid got shot. They were on the warpath.
Wouldn't you be?
Listen to me. At that range at which that kid was shot, there would have been spatter on my clothes, powder residue on my hands, neither of which were.
I thought there was powder residue.
No powder residue, none. I went to church 2 days before the murder. President of my class, a fucking 3.7 GPA. I'm not a murderer. And I don't deserve to die.
No alibi?
No alibi. You want to know my alibi? 2 Negro hairs and skin fiber found on the coat of the victim. 16 years ago, all they knew was that the fiber wasn't mine and the hair might be. But they retest it now with the new science and they'll find Ronnie. I guarantee they'll have their man.
Why do you think I'm here, Darius?
Because you feel uncomfortable watching this play out while you possess the power of the journalistic word?
Is that right?
I don't know why you're here.
I read your treatise. It was good. Not a lot of prisons will let inmates post something like that.
Not a lot of people browse prison websites.
I'm thinking about writing something.
On my innocence? Or my essay?
Essay.
Oh. Can you help me publish?
It'll be more persuasive if we just mention some of your ideas. Prison reform's more legitimate when the preacher's not in prison.
Which paper you from?
News Journal.
You all do a reform story every year. Nothing ever happens.
Well, hopefully this one will be better. We'll credit your ideas fully.
You fund health care for all the 3 strikes prisoners about to become geriatric. You can have all my ideas.
You have a lot?
Some.
Like what?
Like you want to know the first thing they should do to fix prisons in this country? pair them up with welfare reform. So instead of kicking single moms off the rolls and making them sell fudge at the mall, you send them to your local correctional facility and have them teach the inmates the necessary survival skills for their release.
I would think the problem is that they're both lacking proper job skills.
First off, you divide the moms and the prisoners into the ones who can read and the ones who can't, which is probably 50-50, meaning every single illiterate one now has their own tutor. Now, regardless of whether the mom's teaching the prisoner or the prisoner's teaching the mom, point is, you come out the other end with a 100% increase. The moms get their $5.50 an hour, prisoners get their 50 cents.
Who takes care of the single mom's kids during all this?
Correctional officers. You offer the guards, see, who make shit wages to begin with, you offer the guards overtime to babysit the welfare kids. See, the reason for all these welfare moms is because their dads are in jail. So symbolically, you link up the COs with the inmates' kids, and suddenly there's a little humanity in the whole process.
What about the reason all these people are in jail and on welfare in the first place?
Oh, I got a plan for that, too. A one-idea shot that'll reduce poverty, prevent crime, and conserve energy.
Is that right?
It's right, and it's simple. A 25 cents per gallon tax hike on gas for cars that cost more than $25,000.
That's your plan?
25 at 25. Every American who can afford that kind of car can afford this kind of tax. Especially when you make them understand the immediate benefit.
Which is?
An estimated $20 billion infusion directly into their local urban sectors. Now, all for simple stuff. Schools, rec centers, libraries, job creation.
How? Job creation is the single biggest...
Tax breaks for corporations that relocate to the urban sector.
And this will conserve energy?
Higher prices at the pump means reduced consumption, means less greenhouse emissions, means better global image, means less people hate us.
Now, there's a part of me that actually wants to believe you.
You don't think any of it makes sense?
Well, it's not my job to say what makes sense. But you want my private opinion? Most of it seems a little far-fetched.
If I wasn't wearing a jumpsuit, you'd be all over it.
Are you happy with your lawyer these days?
He barely knows my name.
He got me in to see you.
The man lacks passion and power.
To do what with?
Leapfrog the backlog. There are about 200 cases ahead of me. Too few labs, too many bad guys who might be good.
Then what?
Ronnie. After that, all you need is Ronnie.
Nice guy.
He is, actually.
Smart?
More than you'd expect.
Scary?
Less so.
How old was he?
17.
You think he did it?
No.
Why?
A hunch.
I wouldn't bet on a hunch. The fucking Bay of Pigs was a hunch.
Either way.
You should ask his parents.
They died.
I had a hunch.
The article's not about his innocence. It's about reform.
Right, but I thought you were doing a follow-up on the need for increased testing.
Prioritize testing. I am. The guy's scheduled to die in 2 months, and he's writing articles about prison reform. I mean, it's sort of extraordinary. I went in there expecting to find...
Tupac?
I don't know. Somebody. It's not what I got. He's definitely on the special side. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't at least look into things.
I can't believe you're falling for this guy.
I'm not falling.
Of course you're falling. This is why I fell for you, because you fall for guys like this. I'm just saying it's not the first time you've interviewed a killer with a GED. They're often duplicitous.
I know.
So try to keep your pants on.
My pants are on.
Good.
Good. You want to know what else I'm working on this week?
Hmm.
The Delaware Soil Institute Conference, the National Guard's purchase of a new helicopter, and the Boy Scout scandal in Newcastle County.
Woo!
This story could have a huge effect.
So you're prepared to go to bat for him?
I'm not going to bat. I'm looking into things.
Oh. Are you looking for someone else who could have committed the crime?
Yes.
So shouldn't you first find that person?
I already did. Maryland, 25 to life for rape murder.
Ronnie?
Mm-hmm.
So his blood's in the system?
Mm-hmm.
Then I need to call my lawyer.
Assuming Mr. Dershowitz is unavailable.
So you're writing the article?
Tuesday. Front page.
This means you believe me.
It's about the backlog of DNA testing for the entire state. But it might push the DA to run the hairs against Ronnie's DNA.
Thanks for doing this.
It's an important issue.
So you're a reporter for what? The front section?
No, I'm actually an editor. One of many.
But you're writing articles.
It's a small paper.
What, you a little bored? Decide you want to write about the bad guy?
Well, it's for an ad, actually. Middle-aged white male seeks innocent black youth for meaningful, guilt-absolving relationship.
Hey, I'm just kidding. I know it's not the New York Times.
It's definitely not the New York Times.
Just so long as the people with the prison keys read it. So how long you been a journalist, Rick?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?